Today's chapter is James chapter 2. My brothers, show no partiality as you hold the faith in our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory. For if a man wearing a gold ring and fine clothing comes into your assembly, and a poor man in shabby clothing also comes in, and if you pay attention to the one who wears the fine clothing and say, "You sit here in a good place," while you say to the poor man, "You stand over there," or "Sit down at my feet," have you not then made distinctions among yourselves and become judges with evil thoughts? Listen, my beloved brothers, has not God chosen those who are poor in the world to be rich in faith and heirs of the kingdom, which he has promised to those who love him? But you have dishonored the poor man. Are not the rich the ones who oppress you and the ones who drag you into court? Are they not the ones who blaspheme the honorable name by which you are called? If you really fulfill the royal law according to the scripture, you shall love your neighbor as yourself, you are doing well. But if you show partiality, you are committing sin and are convicted by the law as transgressors. For whoever keeps the whole law but fails in one point has become guilty of all of it. For he who said, "Do not commit adultery," also said, "Do not murder." If you do not commit adultery but do murder, you have become a transgressor of the law. So speak and so act as those who are to be judged under the law of liberty. For judgment is without mercy to one who has shown no mercy. Mercy triumphs over judgment. What good is it, my brothers, if someone says he has faith but does not have works? Can that faith save him? If a brother or sister is poorly clothed and lacking in daily food, and one of you says to them, "Go in peace, be warmed and filled," without giving them the things needed for the body, what good is that? So also faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead. But someone will say, "You have faith and I have works. Show me your faith apart from your works, and I will show you my faith by my works." You believe that God is one, you do well. Even the demons believe and shudder. Do you want to be shown, you foolish person, that faith apart from works is useless? Was not Abraham our father justified by works when he offered up his son Isaac on the altar? You see that faith was active along with his works, and faith was completed by his works. And the scripture was fulfilled that says, "Abraham believed God, and it was counted to him as righteousness, and he was called a friend of God." You see that a person is justified by works and not by faith alone. And in the same way, was not also Rahab the prostitute justified by works when she received the messengers and sent them out by another way? For as the body apart from the spirit is dead, so also faith apart from works is dead. Today's chapter, James 2, consists of two different sections. The whole book of James has many distinct sections, a mix of practical directions and general encouragements, all under the theme of helping believers live wisely for God. Let's start with the second half, which is more general. The second half is about the relationship between faith and works, and I think verse 17 captures the main point well. So also, faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead. James is basically saying that there cannot be just a theoretical faith in God, but rather faith is lived out. True faith is always accompanied by actions, by works. In verses 18 to 20, he responds to the hypothetical person who says, "You have faith and I have works," meaning that person is saying that faith and works can exist separate from each other. James says, "Okay, show me how that's possible. For me, I show my faith by my works, by what I do." And he gets a little bit harsher in verse 19. He calls that person foolish, since faith apart from works is useless. That person may have the correct theological understanding, but understanding without submission and action that follows is useless, since that's just like what demons do as well. James gives a positive example of faith and works with Abraham. In verses 21 to 23, he describes how Abraham was justified by works when he offered up Isaac on the altar. Zooming into verse 21 alone, some people may be alarmed about the phrase justification by works. How can we be justified by works when our justification is built on Jesus' work on the cross, by the grace of God alone? However, verse 22 shows that James is not talking about earning one's salvation through works alone. That's not possible, since all of our works are like filthy rags before God. Verse 22 says that Abraham's faith was active along with his works and completed by his works. When Abraham pulled up the knife to sacrifice Isaac, he was not proving to God that he trusted in him. God knows already. He could say that he's justified his faith to himself and to others. He's shown his faith. There's a relationship between faith and works where true faith is demonstrated by works. And in the following verse, we have another example of works flowing out from faith in Rahab. She was the prostitute who lived in Jericho and hid the Israelite spies when they were scoping out the promised land. Like Abraham, she heard of God and trusted that he is the real God, and she acted out of that trust. Rahab was justified, her trust in God was shown, to the Israelites, and because of her action, she joined the people of God, and her name even shows up in Jesus' genealogy. And finally, verse 26 reiterates that it only makes sense that faith goes hand in hand with works. I think all of us agree with what James says here. In a meta way, it is easy to agree with James theologically. What really matters, though, is our response to this truth. We can easily be like the foolish person if we simply agree with what James says without actually doing anything. Remember, James is a book on wisdom, which is lived out. It's kind of like if you want to learn how to rock climb. Just reading a book on how to rock climb alone cannot be all that you do. You actually have to go rock climbing. James's readers, including us, need to put our faith into action. So going into a more specific application, let's loop back to the first section for a bit, which is about not showing partiality. James gives an example of how we are not to favor the man in fine clothing over a poor man in shabby clothing if they both come into our assembly. Why? Because from verse 5, has not God chosen those who are poor in the world to be rich in faith and heirs of the kingdom which he has promised to those who love him? Because God loves the poor in the world just as much as the rich, we are to love the poor in the same way. We are to love people regardless of how much they have. And more generally, from verses 8 and 9, if we show partiality, then we are breaking God's law to love our neighbor as yourself. Showing partiality makes us judges with evil thoughts, which of course God does not intend for us to be. And to drive home how serious it is, James says showing partiality makes us transgressors of the law, similar to committing murder or adultery. Instead, we are to live under the law of liberty, realizing that we should extend mercy because we have been shown tremendous mercy and grace from God. Today, let's examine how we are loving our neighbors, how we are living out our faith through loving them. Has there been a situation recently where you've shown partiality towards somebody because of their appearance or because of something else you perceived? Let's repent for any ways that we've shown partiality lately and pray that we would love our neighbors as ourselves. As God leads us to live out our faith in various ways, let's act in obedience. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for this chapter, the wisdom that we get from James in this chapter. And God, I pray that you would help us to live out our faith, God, through works. I pray that this would be shown by how we love our neighbors, that we wouldn't be partial to anybody because of their appearance or some other thing that we see about them, but God, that we would love our neighbors just as you have loved us, God, and we would show that we are your followers by the way that we love our neighbors and the way that we love one another. Thank you, God. In Jesus' name we pray.